When we come back, speaking of light, we're going to shed a little light. I'm going to tell you about a light display that you're going to want to go see. It's a little tricky to find. I've been there the last 2 years. It is worth it. We're talking more than almost 75,000 Christmas lights on one home in one yard. Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk to Mark Zimbruski next. News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
We're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
Nice. Gone away. Hey, it's L. Frank Shires in for Dory Monson. Hello, how are you? Thanks for being here. We've got Bob Davison, Northwest Nights, my show from 7 to 11 tonight, and I'm going to be in for Dory next week, too. I don't know about you, but one of the things I love most about Christmas is Christmas lights. I've been putting Christmas lights on houses. Started with my folks' house when I was 12 years old, and I still do it at our house over in Bellevue each year. In fact, my next-door neighbor calls me Clark now because we added an inflatable snow globe that sparkles. It has sparkling light diodes in it, and it has Charlie Brown and Snoopy, and it says Happy Holidays on it. And my neighbor, this is fine, Clark. But then he immediately put out two lighted reindeer after I got the snow globe out. So, you know, it is what it is. However, there are some fabulous displays around the Northwest. For example, there's Ed Bose's home near Green Lake that has 25,000 lights and a 16-foot inflatable Santa in a hot air balloon. There's Candy Cane Lane, of course. And one that I have been to the last couple of years and I just think is fabulous. And they even have a website. WoodenvilleWonderland.com. It is Woodenville Wonderland. We have the creator, a self-professed light geek. Mark Zimbruski joins us here from News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You and I have met, although you don't know me. You've met me and my daughter more than once. We've come out, shaken your hand, said thank you so much for what you do.
Those are great stories. I love to know that people actually come back and will come back year after year or time after time during the season.
Now, you got to help me here. Is it Zimbruski or is it Zimbruski?
It's Zimbruski.
Okay, that's what my suspicion was, but I wanted to get you on and ask you. About 75,000 Christmas lights on your display. Isn't that right?
That's actually last year's total. We've added about 20,000 lights this year.
Wow! So you're getting up there. You're going to be 100,000 next year.
You know, that seems to be the break point between a medium display and kind of going all out. But when you're a one man band, it's a little difficult. So
now,
this year we totaled out at about 93,734.
Now I think it's important for people to realize where this came from. Because you're so typical in this, I think. This started out six Christmases ago. Tell people how you came to put up this display out there in about 3 miles west of Duval.
Well, it's actually been going on a long time. Since I've been out on my own, Christmas being, the best time of year, period, right?
Yep, absolutely.
It's always been very special for me. From the time that I was very little, I had the very fortunate experience to work on a Christmas tree lot from the time I was a toddler through my teens.
Yeah.
And then as I got out on my own, I continued to decorate my apartments being single and listening to Christmas carols. I get the love of Christmas music from my mother.
Uh-huh.
And so as I got a little bit older and had my own homes, decided to decorate the homes.
But they came, your mom and
correct.
What, your aunt from Nova Scotia?
Yes.
So, 6 years ago?
7 years ago, actually, is when that started. I flew my aunt out to visit my mom in Southern California. They both came up for the holidays. I wanted to do something a little bit different. We had been in this house for 14 years. We've always decorated the house for 14 years. My wife actually had her hands on the inside and the outside of the house itself. So she's always done a wonderful job. And about 7 years ago when they came up, I wanted to do something a little bit extra. And in doing some research, I found out there's a lot of people that have taken the decorating to a whole new and different level. And it was in that research that I found out that there was some things that I could do that actually kind of made some connections within me, if you want to look at it that way.
Sure.
So, I found a site called Planet Christmas, and through Planet Christmas, I've developed some wonderful relationships and friendships with people all around the world, and who do this. And there are a lot of people out there who do this for the enjoyment of others.
So you've got Santa atop the chimney on a Harley.
A Santa on a Harley. That was my wife's. That was my wife's addition. She wanted that one.
It's probably what you're most famous for. And you've got. You've got a Christmas tree with what? Over 7,000 lights on it, and it dances.
I have three trees, actually, but the one that's the oldest and the one that does get a lot of attention, if you want to just talk about pure four colors, red, green, blue, white, there's 6,400 lights, but in reality, you are correct. There's well up over 7,000 lights on that tree, and it does dance to music.
It's amazing. And then my daughter and I were just dazzled when we were there last weekend. Because what you've got on the roof on the, I guess it would be the west side of the house,
yes.
And it pops up, it's blue and white. They're Christmas stars, right?
They are actually snowflakes.
That's what it is, yes.
They're snowflakes.
But they're not always there. They come out and surprise you. I love that.
Well, you know, part of the programming behind, you know, putting the lights to the music is that there are a lot of elements that you have in the yard or on the house.
Right.
And those that are in any sort of production, whether it be a show or whether it be, you know, a play or whatnot, you know that you've got to be able to provide the audience, you know, extra wow factors.
You know, so, which reminds me, I'm very sad because I have yet to see Elvis or Rudolph do their shtick. It bums me out.
They are the master of ceremonies. They do run the show, and Rudy has been the master of ceremonies now for 4 years, and then last year I needed to have a little bit more interaction, so I came up with the concept of Elfus, and Elfus, as the name kind of alludes to, is a elf that's fashioned after Elvis Presley, and we go after some pretty funny bits, and you know, people are amazed when they sit and they listen, and I then tell them that I write all that material. And so nobody make any nasty comments about it. But the other thing that's truly amazing is Rudy is actually me. And I you know, part of the whole effort behind this is the detail and the depth. So I record him with voice synthesizing software. Funny story on that one is my mom has been up here many times for Christmas. And 3 years ago, I believe the first year I had Rudy. In the show, she was listening to him, and she'd been up here for 2 weeks listening to the show. And finally, she asked me, she goes, "Mark, who's Rudy?" I said, "Mom, he's my master of ceremonies. He runs the show." She goes, I understand that, but who's Rudy? And I said, "Well, he's a character I added in the show." She goes, "No, Mark, who is Rudy? Who does the
voice?"
She
didn't know it was you.
And I said, "Mom, he's me. You haven't figured that out yet." And finally, she came in the house a few minutes later, and she goes, "By gosh, he is you."
Well, listen, I've been told that I do a pretty fair Saint Nick. If you ever need somebody to come out to your place or record it somewhere else and ship it to you, I will happily volunteer.
I would love to do that.
I would love to do something like that. So real quickly, we don't want to let you. I have to let you go, but first, okay. Two questions.
Yeah.
The first one is, would you please tell people you do this as a benefit and you raise money for,
yes,
a charity? Tell them what the charity is and
absolutely
how they contribute.
We do this for Special Olympics of Washington, and we've done it now for the last 4 years. They've been a great charity to work with. This year, they've actually put me in touch with the local Woodinville Wrangler Special Olympic team, and Special Olympics of Washington has designated that half of my proceeds this year will go to the local Wrangler team. They, unfortunately, with the economic situations, they're losing their funding from the city of Woodinville, and so Special Olympics wanted to try to help them in some of their fundraising efforts, so they designated that half of my proceeds go to them.
Okay,
for the hometown, and it's very cool. I was ecstatic when that decision came down.
It is very cool. Now, your light show runs 5 to 10:30 Sundays through Thursdays, and 5 to 11:30 Friday and Saturday. Is it going to be running tonight, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and how long do you continue it?
We will be running all the way through January 2nd is my last official night. We'll call that closing night. We will be running Christmas Eve. As a matter of fact, Christmas Eve is traditionally an extended show. We will be running running it beyond midnight to 1 in the morning. So if families or parents are out and they finish their wrapping, they can stop by and catch a few songs. Christmas night we'll be running. Typically those are, surprisingly, they are fairly busy nights. People want to get out and experience the holiday, and that's one of the traditions that people have established with their families, and I'm privileged to be a part of that.
Let me tell you, Mark, my sister and brother-in-law live over in the Dry Cities, and they have a place that has used the program to make it's I forget what business, it's an electrical business, I think, and they have the dancing Christmas trees and everything to the synchronized lights. And so our family tradition now is to go look at that, and I am bringing them to your home Christmas night, and they are going to see this thing. So hopefully
very
I get
cool.
a chance to say Merry Christmas to you in person. Thanks for coming on with me.
Frank, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and everybody else.
Absolutely. There he goes. He's Mark Zembruski, the creator of Woodinville Wonderland. We have, of course, a holiday map. If you want to see lights and you want to find out where they are, go to mynorthwest.com, look on the homepage, and just click on the little light things on the map, and you'll find them. By the way, Woodinville Wonderland, just go out the Woodinville and Duval Road, turn on to 236th Place Northeast, and then left on 236th Avenue Northeast, and then continue to the corner of 183rd. It's very easy. Go do it. It's worth it.